Oh, you just heard, go nowhere. I love that line, but go nowhere among the Gentiles. Enter no town of the Samaritans. Why not? Those people need Jesus the most, right? Why would we do that? Aren't we supposed to go and make disciples of all nations? I know Jesus said that in Matthew, including the unchurched. Jesus wants his disciples to go first among the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the church. He wants his church to go and reach out to the church. Jesus is calling for a revival. Is that it? Maybe. Whenever we talk about our mission field as a church leadership team here at St. James, we use the picture of Acts chapter 1, I think it's verse 8 or 9, I think it's 8. I should know that. 8. And it's reads, but you will receive power through the Holy Spirit and will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the world of the Gentiles. Four categories. Yep. We've talked about this, I think, once before. Translated to our own context, we see these four categories as the church, the re-church, the de-church, and the pre-church. You're like, I've heard this before. Yes. The church are people who engage in church, obviously. The re-church are people who have a positive view towards church, right? But they may be detached from it. You know, we moved here from Texas, but we ain't found a church yet. You know, that kind of person, right? We love the church, but we're not really that connected. And then you have the de-church. Oh, I've been to church. I don't like it at all. Bad experience from my childhood, that kind of thing, right? And then you have preacher. What's church? I grew up in atheist home. I don't know. All right, so you got that. You explained it before, probably a couple years ago. Anyway, it sounds like from this passage that Jesus wants his disciples to reach out to the people who are already church. They already know what he's talking about. The people who are they already know a little. Jesus wants his disciples to shore up the home team. Right? It's time to get the hardcore fans engaged again. Is this an initial strategy for outreach? Do we need to take notes here? Is Jesus teaching us how to do outreach more effectively? I've always been told my whole life, the church needs to get outside the walls. You know, go out, meet people, and tell them about Jesus. Church needs to bring the gospel to the streets. Start banging the drum, proclaiming with the megaphone, right? The time's at hand. How many of you feel equipped to do that? You raise your hands. How many of you? Right? Who's raising their hand? I'm going to do that this week. Some people, yeah, all right. We got one. Woo! Yes, start the fire. All right. How many of you cringe at the idea of doing that this week? You're like, I don't want to raise my hand, but I'll do it. Yeah. Almost everybody. It sounds like a risky assignment. You know, you feel kind of like, I don't know what I really want to do now. Jesus has a strategy that precedes the out into the world or pre-church outreach plan. Yes, strategy. First step. A pre-first step, I guess. Jesus says, find the church and the re-church, Jerusalem folk, the home team crowd, right? First, fire up your base. I like that plan, right? I can see the wisdom in this. I've had many experiences with different churches over my lifetime, we'll call it 56 years, let's say 50 years of church life, where I've kind of witnessed, you know, not just the LCMS churches too. Even though I started out there, there were times where it kind of went to all different kind of churches in my youth. And I've seen plenty of different styles of outreach. Fire and brimstone churches. Oh, those are exciting. You either drink the Kool-Aid or you're going to hell. You know those churches? I've seen that. Or there's the we are the cool church, right? Who never says no. Right? We don't know what we believe, but as long as everyone's happy, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. That's like the painkiller church. Right? No bad news, only good news. And then there's the check-the-box church. I call this the check-the-box church. And that's kind of more like in our category, maybe, or churches that are similar to us. It's the church where usually there's some sort of stage performance, you know, whether it be a megachurch stage performance or kind of an altar stage performance. But everyone's focused on that the performance going on stage, and they're checking all the boxes. Yep, we said this, okay, good. Right? That kind of a church. And everyone kind of focuses up front, but nobody really knows each other. I've been in a lot of churches like this. It's the most common. It's the church where if you're new, you get greeted by a few people, right? Because it's like they caught a fish, like, oh my gosh, new person! And they, we got one, right? And they kind of introduce themselves, you know? Get to know a few people in the hallways on your visitation day, and you realize these people don't know each other. They're like, hey, aren't you Bob? Haven't I seen you? Oh, wow, it's great to put a name to the face. I've seen you here for years. And you look at it and you're like, these people don't have any relationship with each other. They just come to the stage performance. That's it. But when the opposite is true, when you run into a church group that are all best friends, they have a great relationship with each other, not only do you want to join, you're curious. You want to know how this church became so awesome. What's the ingredients? What's the secret sauce? Have you ever been invited to a church like that? Some of them say, this church is like that. Where everyone seems like they're best friends. It's a wonderful experience. They're so easy to hang out with. They're so easy to talk to about the faith. You feel at peace. You feel like you can just talk about anything. You know, ask questions. Let your guard down. Getting the sense. More and more, as our adult Sunday school class is reading Acts, that happens at 9:45 in the very last room if you want to join us. We're reading through Acts, and I'm realizing that Acts is teaching us that outreach is a team sport. Outreach isn't one individual convincing another individual to accept the pillars of Christian doctrine. Outreach is about the church building a relationship with the world so that the world can meet the body of Christ for the first time. Outreach team sport. Where the world gets to meet Jesus, gather into the community that he created. Church is a place where you have conversations about Jesus. It's only in those places that you hear about the real gospel. And God loved the world, us sinners, so much that he paid our debt to sin on the cross, dying a sinner's death. So through faith and trust in him, we could be forever united in communion with him and with each other. That's the gospel. We participate in communion every Sunday to receive the means of God's grace, the real presence of Christ's body and blood in the supper. That's why we gather. That communion carries out into the hallway as we are the family of God, God's children. You learn this through many conversations with other Christians in church. It was communicated to you through your relationship. This passage this morning is a go and make disciples passage. It's scary for us, Lutherans, when we hear go. It's like, ooh, something we're not used to. We don't like to hear the go outside these walls. It's not our aiming. I want to share a secret with you about outreach that I've learned way too late in my life. But I want to share the secret sauce. Jesus is right. That's not good. Of course he's right. But let me finish. Jesus is right. Outreach is a team sport. If you think of the ideal outreach person. Maybe it's someone you know, that you've seen, someone in your church already that has so much confidence. They just talk about the faith with such fluidity. This is someone who talks about Jesus all the time. You know a person like that? Let's just call this person's name Ralph, right? Here at St. James, we might call him Ed Schaefer, but for right now, we're going to call him Ralph, all right? Just to be generic. Ralph talks about Jesus all the time. You have had many conversations about Jesus with Ralph, right? He's the guy or gal in your church that talks about Jesus. And they feel comfortable talking about Jesus outside the church. Why? In fact, you've met other Ralphs from other churches, probably over your lifetime. So confident, so fluid. I got a big secret for you. The overwhelming majority of conversations about Jesus that happen happen inside the locker room with the home team. Overwhelming majority of conversations happen inside the church. It's a very small percentage of their conversations that happen outside the church. It's awesome. Jesus is right. Outreach is a team sport. You start with the home team. You have the conversations among the believers. And that creates the involves the great conflict.